Great. So last sermon, we read about all the how the world is littered with impediments to spiritual focus, whether that's from Erva or from Soa, from unclean, shameful, base parts of what it means to be a material being, and how difficult it is to navigate that world, how we have to construct our days and our energies to avoid the pitfalls of life. So the pendulum swings back in Siman Vav to how we can redeem a world that is, as I say, littered with such impediments, which is through the realm of brachot, in order to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it opens, Kodem Shivarech Eze Bracha, before one says the blessing, Tarech Uledat Eze Bracha Shu Tarech Levarech, one has to know which bracha they're going to say. Why? Not just so that you're familiar with the words, but Kadesh Shibashashu Mazgaret Hashem Yitbarach, so that when you say the name of God, Shu'ika Bracha, which is the epicenter of the bracha, Yeda Masha Yisayin, you know how you're going to end. Which, strictly speaking, wouldn't be necessary. You could just start Baruch Ata Hashem, say the word name of God, and then give some thought as to where you're going to end and go from there. And I think there are two elements to why this is necessary when saying bracha. Number one, a sense of contiguity and integrity when you're speaking or planning something. You should start knowing how you're going to end. It shouldn't be by the seat of your pants. It shouldn't be just ruled by spontaneity. One should have a concrete plan for how to redeem the world, how to bless God, how to find meaning in one's day and one's life. But I think also it's very apt when one is trying to navigate all these impediments that there is specificity. I'm not just using platitudes or truisms that I'm kind of, oh, Baruch Ata Hashem, thank you God, because we've just said that the world is not just completely sacred. It is full of things that we need to avoid, navigate, and evade. And being specific, knowing what we're going to bless, helps us. And this isn't just in terms of praising God, but if we get home and we want to praise somebody in the family, we get to work, we want to praise somebody at work, we have a friend we want to, we shouldn't just say, oh, you're wonderful or great, because it comes off as insincere, even if it is sincere. But you should find something very specific. Know what you're going to say, know exactly what you draw attention to. And then as you say their name, as you appeal to them, there is a sense of integrity, authenticity, and sincerity that we should have in our spiritual lives.